producing their offense. Let's start with the big guys on the line. That's where it all starts, with the ball first. Center Kyle Andrews, number 60, a junior. Flanking him are Ryan McConaughey, the sophomore, and Connor Runyon, the junior. And those are your down linemen for the Falcons. And then you've got the five seniors. And these kids have made just an enormous impact on this this football program. Carson Kiefer, Keaton Nickel, Trent Moore, Dakota Lovett, and Blade Baker. Those are your five Falcon seniors on senior night here. And look for them to be highly involved in the offense. Coach Elliott, they're all skilled players. They'll all get the chance, I think, to score. And I fully expect each of those five to have a touchdown tonight or a role in one at least. So your Cordon State Bank starting lineups, once again for the Falcons, Kiefer, Nickel, Moore, Lovett, Baker, Runyon, McConaughey, and Andrews. That is your starting eight for the Falcons. And we're about 6 or 7 minutes from a kickoff, and the coin toss will come up here in just a moment. A little bit about playoffs. Okay, first round of the playoffs will be this coming Wednesday. If the Falcons should win here at home, they will play a second round game on Monday night of the following week, which would be, oh golly, this is embarrassing, but we'll have to get the old calendar out. It'd be November 2. So Falcons are on the sidelines getting ready. The clock still says we got about 6 minutes, so we'll have the captains going out in just a minute. All right. Four seeds from one district play one seed from another district, if at all possible. And by at all possible, what is meant is if another school outside of your district is within 125 miles. That is what would make the difference, is a 125 rule for first-round games. Four seeds play at one seed. Three seeds play at two seeds. The Falcons are a two seed in District 6 because of the 6-point last-minute loss at Moravia clear back in the first week of district play, week 3. Moravia has run the table. They've earned their one seed, you know, give them their props. Wayne is the two seed. So there would have to be a three seed within 125 miles of Cordon. Okay? There are two games going on tonight between teams that are a three seed versus two games involving head-to-head competition with the winner getting the two seed, the loser getting a three seed in the district. Okay? And they are Coon Rapids Baird at East Union Afton and Colo Nesco at HLV. If HLV sounds familiar, the Falcons have played them 4 times in the past 3 years, and it's a possibility they could play them again. So the loser of each of those games would be the 3 seed and potentially coming to Cordon. If East Union beats Coon Rapids Baird, Coon Rapids is beyond 125 miles, so they're not an option. If they beat East Union, East Union is within 125, but there is a school clear over on the western side of the state, Fremont Mills. They play out of Tabor, and they need some. They'll be a two seed, and somebody will have to go out there, and they prefer to not be a team from their own district, which the three seed would be East Mills of Malvern. If that sounds confusing, it's because it is. And the three seed from our district is Mormon Trail, and I believe Humiston is beyond 125 from Tabor. So they're going to have a tough time getting a three seed, but East Union could be. So, you know, the odds of East Union coming to Cordon, in my opinion, for whatever that's worth, are not real great. much more likely is toward the east. Okay, Kolonesko at HLV. We all know Victor is within 125 of Corden. We had to go there in the first round last year. Okay, Colo is also within 125. So the loser of that game gets third in that district and are within 125 of Corden. So it's, in my opinion, more than just possible that the loser of that game tonight in Victor will be Wayne's opponent Wednesday night here in Corden for the first round of the playoffs. So, and again, from District 6, Moravia is the one seed, Wayne the two, Mormon Trail the three, Twin Cedars the four. Pretty much nothing is going to change that regardless of tonight's outcomes. The only possibility would be if lightning strikes twice tonight, once here in Corden, with Lamoni pulling out the upset of upsets against Wayne, we're favored by, I believe, 40, 45 points. The other lightning that would need to strike tonight would be for Harmony to beat Twin Cedars. And you've heard Wayne's games against each of those teams here throughout the season, and so we'll just leave that as it is. That's not going to happen. And so, again, Twin Cedars will be the four. And we'll just make that official here tonight with a Falcon victory. How about that? Coin toss has occurred. Wayne wins. We win the coin toss. That's the first time in a while. And I'm sure Coach Elliott wants the ball. He wants to get the ball into the hands of his offense, scoring 59-plus points a game. We will receive and defend the north goal. It will be Wayne traveling from left to right. Versus Lamoni, week 9. So we got Wayne coming from left to right, receiving the ball. And quarter number 1. We'll begin, and the Falcons will get the ball, look for quick scoring and quick fast and often for the Falcons tonight as they get themselves set. And we will have a People's Company kickoff for you in just a moment as Wayne and Lamoni getting set to start this off on senior night here at Epperly Field in Corydon. Lamoni having their best passing output of the year was 130 yards against Twin Cedars. Their best rushing output was 269 against Seymour. They average right around 200 yards rushing a game. And so they're a good team on the ground, but we'll see how they do against the Falcons. Okay, we've got Matley, Andrews, McConaughey, and some missing binoculars. Where'd they go? Here we go. And Runyon. And the kick is a little pooch. Onside kick recovered by Matley right out in front of me at the 31 or 2-yard line. Falcons will move from left to right, and Nick Matley dives on that one, brings it in for the Falcons at their own 32, and that's where we'll start. This is great, folks. This is exciting, even though the outcome of this doesn't appear to be in doubt. We've got Lovett to the left, Nickel White out to the right, keeper in the slot, shotgun, and Moore looking, rolling through his left, complete at midfield to Nickel, short of the first down. To the 39, 9-yard pickup for the Falcons, it'll be second and one. First pass is complete for Moore, and it's to Nickel. Again, Moore needs 34 yards for 1,000, dropping straight back, rolling to the right, throwing. Complete to Baker out of the backfield. Wide open in front of him. Going, going, gone. Blade Baker, 39 yards.
into the flower pot end zone, and the Falcons are on the board. Two plays from scrimmage. And that's it. Moore is over 1,000 for the season now. He's got one of three needed touchdown passes to tie a school record. And the kick goes off the upright and falls through. Matty Bellin with the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT. And the Falcons lead 7-0 with 11:19 to go in the first. And just like that, 39-yarder to Baker. And that's for a touchdown. So Wayne up 7-0 over Lamoni. And let's see. Ooh, we don't want that. We don't want that. Cancel. Get out of here. That's what we were looking for. Let's send this back to the studio. Don't show this again. Had to do a little bit of a reboot on the cell phone earlier today, and still working out some kinks. People's Company kickoff coming up, and Lovett has it teed up vertically and end over end. It's going to be fielded at the 9 and coming straight up the middle and hit by Lovett and Runyon for the Falcons. Lamoni will put the ball in play at their 25. So, first play from scrimmage for Lamoni, and we've got Moore at the defensive end, Sinclair at the nose, Bradford on the left end, and the linebackers, of course, are Matley in the middle and Baker and Kiefer on the two sides, and the running play up the middle will get very little. Thanks to Matley and Moore. Gain of, let's call it 2, and it'll be 2nd and 8 from the 27 with Wayne up 7-0. They don't have a 21. 21 is the kid. Luke Jones is 5. And, okay, they got the ball out on that running play to the 32. 5-yard gain, and now on third down, running play is going to be, I think he may have it with forward progress. Let's see where they spot the ball. And we'll call it the 36, a gain of 4. They complete the first down, and we'll call it from the 36. The Demons have their first down. Wayne without a first down so far. Scored on two plays, got 9 on the first, and a little trick play option to the right, and lined up and run down by the Falcon linebackers, Baker and Kiefer, in on that one. Great defense by Wayne, and loss of a half a yard on the play. So now it'll be 2nd, and we'll call it 11 from the 35-yard line, their own, 9:20 and counting to go in the first quarter, Wayne up 7-0 over Lamoni. Wayne played one of their best games of the year last year against Lamoni. Moore putting some pressure on the passes deep and over the head of the intended receiver, incomplete. It's 3rd and 10 now for Lamoni, trailing Wayne 7-0. Moore with MDL stat check here. Moore with 48 yards on 2 of 2 passing and a touchdown, leaving him a couple touchdowns short of tying Dylan Lane's season record for Wayne. Carson Kiefer yet to carry the ball. Moore under putting some pressure on, but Flagg is going to end that play or make it never have happened. And I would think that's got to be a procedure call against, no, that's an offside against Lamoni backing them up five. So it'll be third down now from the 30 instead of the 35 with 9:01 left in the first quarter, and Wayne up by a touchdown and a Matt Bellin kick through the uprights for a PAT brought to you by the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home here in Corydon. Lamoni to the line. One back behind the quarterback, and he will drop back. It's Tull, and he throws it to the near side toward number 21, who used to be Jones, incomplete. This is what I get for listening to the opposition. An assistant coach who shall go unnamed to protect Darren Henson's identity was telling me that Luke Jones is wearing number 5, not number 21, but they have a 21 out there. Punt formation for Lamoni on 4 from their own 30. Left-footed punter gets a good end over end, but it's fielded by Carson, picked up at the 10, 15, and will be brought down short of the 20 by Carson Kiefer. From the 19, a 9-yard punt return for Carson. And Wayne will put it in play from the 19, leading 7-0 with 8:46 to go. So the defense holds on their first try. The offense scored and trips to the right. Handoff to Carson running left, and he gets around the end. He's out near midfield. Oh, tripped up at the Lamoni 36 or so. Wow, if he'd have beaten him, there was one guy left, and he maybe could have stiff-armed him. Carson Kiefer with a good run on first down. And put it at the Lamoni 37, so 21-3 is 24 on first down, and that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons in Lamoni territory at the 37. Trips again to the right. Moore dropping straight back and running downfield is Nickel. He's looking for him. He's got him complete at the 10. Into the flower pot end zone. Touchdown, Keaton Nickel. 37-yard strike. Moore to Nickel. Woo! Trent says, so much for suspense. I'm going for it right away. Two touchdown passes already for Trent Moore. And the kick by Bellin is up high enough, long enough, and it's good enough. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is good. And it's 14-0 Falcons with 8:29 left in the first quarter. Let's get that sent back. How do you like those apples, Gail? 14-0 in favor of the Falcons, 37-yard strike. You could see that one coming. Nickel got a clean break from the line and outran the defender straight up the field, and Moore hit him in stride, and that was it. Nobody's going to catch him when he's got a lead. Keaton Nickel, homecoming king, touchdown warrior. And we're ready for a People's Company kickoff, but the Falcons already up 14-0, having won the coin toss. And this was another two-play drive, so they run on first down, three passes out of the four plays. And I love it with the People's Company kickoff, fielded at the 7, going up the center and now heading to the right, but brought down by Saunders and Bradford. And the Demons will start from their 28-yard line. Wayne leading 14-0. Under 8.5 left in the first half. or first quarter. Lamoni looking it over under center, and the option play to the near side, Carson running it down, and Keaton Nickel actually finishes the tackle out of bounds, or pushing him out of bounds, but out to the 35, 7-yard pickup. Second and a long three for Lamoni, with Wayne up by a couple of touchdowns already on two Trent Moore passes, one to Blade Baker, one to Keaton Nickel. Hand off to the right, and Mitch Sinclair wraps him up, brings him down, gets a little help at the end from Carson. But it's out to midfield, and the pickup is enough for Lamoni first down. First and 10, Lamoni from midfield. Falcons leading, but Lamoni marching. Great Western Bank reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. Option play, and the quarterback pulls it out and keeps it. He's inside the 40. Baker chases him out of bounds near the 36 of the Falcons. 4-yard pickup. Second down for Lamoni from the Falcon 36 with Wayne up 14-0. Nickel and Wilson, the D-backs for the Falcons. This time the run play is across the 35 and hit and brought down at the 34 or 3. Matley in on it, but Baker maybe made the first contact, had his shoulder pad strap popped, readjusting. Some adjustments are okay on the field, boys. Gain of 3. So from the Wayne 33, it's third down and about 3 to go. Lining it up, the quarterback has one back behind him, and it'll be a quarterback keeper and brought down with a nice ankle tackle by Matley, who had gotten into the backfield. I think he'll be short of the first down, just shy of the 31. Call it a gain of 2. Great Western Bank, great play coming up for the Wayne defense. Fourth and a little over a yard for Lamoni in Falcon territory as we near the halfway mark of the first quarter, and that will be a Lamoni request for a Wayne County Hospital timeout, brought to you by Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System, providing complete quality health care services for your family, caring for generations at the Wayne County Hospital. Well, your Cordon Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle, so check out their weekly specials. They've got fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. John, thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. We've got a Hy-Vee halftime guest for you that you will enjoy. So make sure you tune in at Hy-Vee halftime and listen to what's going on here from Senior Night at Epperly Field, with the Falcons leading 14-0 with 6:12 left in the first. John Fry is your Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. Stop in and let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what John can do for you. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, a charter sponsor of these broadcasts. Now finishing up season number 6. Fourth one at 8-player, fourth straight playoff berth for the Falcons. Handoff. No, the quarterback pulls it out. He's going to keep it and run to the left side. Has the first down out of bounds, chased by Carson inside the 25. Quarterback is Austin Tull, and he kept that one and got the first down at the 24. 7-yard pickup. And a Lamoni first down, their second of the drive. Tull looks it over. He's got two backs now behind him. Nobody wide. Hands off to number 21 and grabbed by, it's got to be Runyon on that side. Big kid on the left side. And Baker is right there as well. Getting it down to the 22 or so, gain of two. Second down and eight for Lamoni as we're under six. About 5:40 to go here in quarter number one from the Sailing Athletic Complex on senior night. Beautiful night in Corydon. Not a lot of wind, but it would appear to be at Lamoni's back. Dropping straight back is Tull. A little bit of pressure. He throws it high toward the end zone, and Nichols there, but it is knocked away by the receiver. It was going to be an over-the-shoulder catch by one of the two, and Keaton appeared to have the best line on the ball. But Greenwood knocks it away alertly and saves the pick for Lamoni. It'll be third down and eight. From the Falcon 22-yard line. Keaton Nichol with pick sixes each of the past 2 weeks. I'm not sure when the last time a Falcon had a pick six 3 weeks in a row. Might have been last year with Clayton Kiefer. He had several. From the gun, Tull throwing it over the middle, and Wilson attempted to haul that one in, couldn't, incomplete. Fourth down from the 22 now, and the Falcon defense bending but not breaking so far. Take your grain drying to a higher level with a Shivers performance system. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers in-bin continuous counterflow drying. Listen in at Hy-Vee Halftime. We'll name our Shivers Manufacturing Player of the First Half. And at 3-for-3, Trent Moore with a couple of touchdown passes already is a strong candidate already. From the gun, Tall, a little bit of pressure from Moore, lobs one up toward the near side, incomplete, intended for Greenwood, defended by Carson, and the incompletion will force a turnover on down. With 5:12 to go, that's a great Western Bank, great play for Wayne taking over. At their own 22, leading 14-0. Lovett splits out wide to the left. Ball's in the middle of the field. Offset eye in the backs. And the handoff to the first back through is Baker. He'll punch it and drive it out to the 25. Gain of about three to the 25, and it'll be second and seven for Wayne. MDL stat check again, 85 yards on three pass attempts, all three completions for Baker, or for Moore, puts him over 1,000 for the year. Handoff, Carson, running it up the gut. He's out across the 35, or the 30, close to a Falcon first down. Gain of five on his second carry, and Moore pitches to Carson. Going left, and now up the gut. He's got to see him. He's through the hole. Carson Kiefer going, gone to the flower pot end zone. All the way from the 30 to 50-yard touchdown run. Woo, doggies. Carson Kiefer getting 50 of the 253 he needed there. And that touchdown comes right at the four-minute mark of the first quarter and gives the Falcons a lead that Matt Bellin will try to add to with the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Kick is high enough, long enough. 3-for-3 for Matty B. 21-0 Wayne, thanks to the Carson Kiefer 50-yard run, the Matt Bellin PAT kick. We'll send that back. So Carson on the 50-yard touchdown MDL stat check for Mr. Kiefer. 3 carries, 79 yards and a tutty. 3 passes for Trent Moore, and 85 yards and 2 tutties. I don't know, this could be competitive. You got Keaton Nickel with a couple of grabs for 46 yards and a touchdown. You got Blade Baker with a 39-yard reception for a touchdown. He's got a 3-yard run already. People's Company kickoff is on the tee, and it's vertical rather than horizontal. We got Lovett getting ready to leave it as deep as he can into the Moni territory. It's end over end toward the west corner and out of bounds around the 10. Lamoni will have a choice here, and I would think they probably just want the ball. They could back him up, but Lamoni will get it at the 25 on the out of bounds if they want it, and I wouldn't see why they wouldn't want that. That appears to be what they're choosing. Lamoni's ball, first and 10, thrown 25, trailing 21-0. Falcon defense lining up again. Sinclair at the nose, and he's got Bradford and Moore on each side. Falcon linebackers are playing well. Matley trying to strip the ball while Baker and Sinclair haul in the tackle. Riley Schwab carries it, their standout sophomore, but he carries it for no gain. Second and 10, Lamoni from their own 25. Good penetration by Sinclair right up the middle. Tall under center. And it's an option to the right. Pitches it at the last second, and it's a good play for Lamoni out near first down yardage. Kiefer, Baker, and Nickel are over there, and he's going to get out to the 34, just shy of a first down. It'd be third and one for Lamoni. So, 1 milestone has been achieved tonight. That's Trent Moore's 1,000-yard passing. He's got 2 of the 3 needed touchdowns to tie the school record for touchdowns. Running play up the middle will get them 2 when they needed 1, and it's a first down for Lamoni. From their own 36 with 2:35 right now and counting. Left in the first quarter, Falcons up 21-0, having won the toss, taken the ball, and scored on 2 plays, 2 plays, and 3 plays. Option there will not get anything. There's the sit-down tackle by Sinclair, our lumber company, laying down the lumber. No gain on the play. Second down, Lamoni from their own 36 with Wayne up by 3 touchdowns. Cordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Cordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Here comes Lamoni, lots of people to line. Moore putting some pressure on, and that's sacked by Trent Moore. Inside the 20, all the way back to the 30, inside. Where are they going to spot it? Looks like at the 28. So loss of 8. That'll bring up 3rd and long for Lamoni, thanks to the Trent Moore sack. And we're just about to the 1-minute mark. There it is, of the first quarter. White out each direction, ball in the right hash from the gun. Tall looking to throw. Heavy pressure from Matley. The throw is down the field and knocked away by Wilson. Incomplete. And I see my request for a new number for Trevor Wilson has not been answered. Still wearing that confusing number 6 that looks like both an 8 and a 5. But you knew it was him on that one. And Carson back to receive an expected punt from Lamoni, standing at his own 20. And a big punt by the left footer. Bounces at the 2 and into the Falcon end zone for a touchback. That kid's got a leg. Falcons will take over. Touchback at their own 15. 42 seconds left in the first quarter and Wayne up 21-0. It's looking like what we expected it to be. High output for the Falcon offense. And another tough performance by the defense. Nickel and Lovett wide left, or is that is Wilson. And the quick pitch is to the left side. Complete to Lovett, and for a short gain. And call it 3 to the 18. Second down, Wayne, leading 21-0. Max in the eye behind Moore, and the handoff is to the second back through. That's Carson. Stutter steps and gets a little room, and then bounces it with a couple of players dragging. But he's across the 30 for a Falcon Farm Bureau first down. Right out in front of us at the 32, a 14-yard gain. And that'll end your first quarter. And it's 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. Let's get that sent back. Quarter one has ended. Falcons leading at 21-0, and they're on the march at their own 32. But they'll move down 16 yards to the other side of the field, the south side. Coming back north, we'll get a good view this way as well. For all your auto repair needs, including tune-ups, brakes, general repair, call Rod's Auto in Corydon, 872-2338. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mountain balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto. He's at 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod, 641-872-2338. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. And we are getting ready. Kyle Andrews looking around. He's going to grab that ball, give it to Trent Moore, and we're going to be off and running here in the second quarter. If you're on the run, call the Naughty Rock Motel. They take pride in keeping the rooms clean and comfortable and giving you the best service. Free Wi-Fi, flat screen TVs, and refrigerators in every room. Call 641-872-2533. Naughty Rock. Moore. A little bit of pressure. Rolls to the right. Throws it. Incomplete. Intended for Nickel at midfield. Or intended for Lovett. Excuse me. So, NBL stat check now, Moore, 4 of 5 with his first incompletion of the night. Keeper brings play in. And 11:54 to go from the 32. Falcon ball. Second down. Baker with the running play across midfield into the 35. That'll be a Farm Bureau first down. So, 8, 13, 14-yard gain for Blade Baker. gets the ball to the Lamoni 34, first and 10. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons on the Blade Baker carry. And he will now split out to the right and come in motion back to the middle of the field. And I think we're going to have a little offside or a procedure penalty against the Falcons, backing them up five. They have cleaned up the penalties in the past few weeks, which is good to see, but now back from their own 39. Hey, that maybe just gives Carson five more yards. You never know. First and 15 for Wayne. 11:21 left in the opening half. And Baker out to the right, now coming back, same formation, and dropping straight back is Moore, looking downfield, throwing to the right side toward Baker, incomplete. So four out of six now for Trent Moore. 88 yards and a couple of touchdowns. One more touchdown ties the single-season record for Trent. Actually, the record is currently owned by Dylan Lane, but Trent will tie it with one more touchdown pass tonight. Under center now. Fakes the handoff to Baker. Gives it to Carson. Inside the 35, gets the penalty yards back. Back to the 34, and the Falcons will have third and 10. Leading Lamoni 21-0 with 10:40 left in the first. Baker the only back behind Moore. And he will stay in block and throws a good one. Baker, or Moore, throws it upfield and is complete to keeper. And that's a Farm Bureau first down at the 17-yard line. 17-yard gain. That is Trent's fifth completion to his fourth different receiver. Now dropping straight back is Moore, looking for Moore. And throws it to the right. It's complete in traffic. And that's going to be, I think, Nickel around the 10. I'm sorry, that's Wilson. Now he got me again. Oh, that kid. Darn him. Ball's at the 10, so a 7-yard pickup there. They're inside the Rodzato red zone and the looking for some more. So a 7-yard pickup there makes second and 3. Moore dropping back, looking to pass. Throws it to the near side to Nickel, wide open into the flower pot end zone. Touchdown. Wow, that play was wide open. Nickel lined up at the tight end on the left side, and that does it. That ties the school record for touchdown passes in a season. 10-yard touchdown strike, more to Nickel, and that ties it with 9:50. PAT attempt, Thomas Randolph Funeral Home by Matty Bellin. He is 4 out of 4. 28-0. And we will do get the 10-yard strike to Nickel. Second touchdown completion to Nickel here in the first half. And that is 3 touchdown passes tonight for Trent Moore. He's got 21 on the season coming into the game. Dylan Lane had 19 touchdowns in 2012. He had 24 touchdown passes in 2013, 12 in his 2 years. So 24 is the record still, but now it is owned by Dylan Lane and Trent Moore. People's Company kickoff. This one's horizontal. Here comes Lovett. Dribbler, high hop inside the 20 now. Picked up at the 16 and hit at the 23 is Lamoni runner by Blade Baker. Okay. And they'll put it at the 24 and the 25. But Trent Moore has tied the single-season touchdown mark for passing touchdowns at Lane with his 24th of the year here in the second quarter of a 28-0 game against Lamoni. And the option play gets rid of it just at the right time and out across the 30 is the running back, Schwab. Brought down at the 34, gain of 9 for Schwab. Construction service and supply, from small hand tools to lumber, Allen Lumber Company has what you need for your next building project. Stop in at 220 North Central Avenue in Lamoni, in Allerton. Lamoni with the carry out across the 35, that'll be a first down. Demon gets it out to the 36, gain of 2, and a first down for Lamoni. From their own 36, Lamoni has a good rushing attack, and they're showing it early, but not turning it into points. We're under 9 now in the, left in the second quarter. And Sinclair with his sit-down move. Oh, big hit at the end of that. Was that Baker? Midfield is where they're marking the ball, and Mitch grabbed him around the waist, and then Blade just came after him. Gain of 4 on the play, though. And from midfield, it'll be 2nd and 6. 8:26 to go, and option play, and pitches it, and now cutting it back, and has room, and ball's loose. On the turf, and the Falcons may have it. There's a penalty flag down as well. Falcons have recovered a fumble. Let's see what the penalty is. A big hit from behind. May have been Matley. May have been Kiefer. I can't tell. But the officials are huddling. Let's see what the penalty infraction is. And it's against Lamoni. It'll be declined. The Falcons have recovered a fumble around the 10. It's at the 8. So a 32-yard pickup, but a fumble. At the 8. And the handoff is to Carson, and fighting his way upfield. Had a couple blockers actually out in front of him for a change. Often he'll outrun them. Across the 15 to the 18-yard line. Call it the 17. Pickup of 9 for Carson. Moore now. From the gun, stepping, throwing downfield, incomplete over the head of Wilson. Just the third incompletion for Trent Moore tonight. He's been sharp with 3 touchdowns, giving him 24 on the season, tying Dylan Lane's school record. Sideline infraction. It's the first one is just a warning, so... No yards marked off on that. Third and less than a yard for Wayne leading 28-0 with 7:33 left in the second quarter. Wilson out to the left. Moore handing it off. It's going to be Carson this way. He gets clear of the line around the corner, out past the 35, and brought down there by Schwab. And that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Carson Kiefer out to the 36, a 19-yard pickup. We'll get an MBL stat check as he's up near 100 already. Moore, with two backs flanking him, will drop straight back in the gun, complete it to Lovett, and he's going to be inside the Lamoni 35. Dakota Lovett with the catch to the 35, a 9-yard pickup for Wayne. Second and short. We'll get an MDL stat check on him as well here. Carson splits out wide to the left. Baker, the only back behind Moore, under center. Takes a snap, dropping straight back, looking, throwing it down the middle. It's toward Nickel. It's complete! Touchdown! Kate Nickel! 35 yards! Touchdown pass with 6:28 to go in the second quarter, and that's a new school record for Trent Moore. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT, it's a ground ball snap to Moore. He's going to run it up to the right side into the end zone for two. Flower pot end zone. Broken play, Trent Moore. Gets two more in, and that's 36-0. We're in continuous clock mode now. Trent Moore with his 25th touchdown pass of the season is a new school record. 25th. Keaton Nickel with his third touchdown grab, and it's Moore's 25th, and that is a school record. And it's a fourth touchdown pass tonight, and we're in the second quarter. Wayne's up 36-0, and now in continuous clock, getting ready for the People's Company kick. It's going to be a horizontal one for Lovett. Local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. Contact him at 641-414-0234. People's Company is a leading provider of ag land brokerage and land ag services. Fielded at the 5, running it back out to the 24-25 is Lamoni. Land auctions, land management, land appraisal, land investing services. People's Company is a big timer in all of the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared Chambers is a proud sponsor of Falcon football, and 20-yard kick off return to the 25 on the ground ball. Option play to the left. It's pitched to Schwab. He'll get to the 30 and brought down there by Kiefer and Nickel. Second and five for Lamoni. 5.5 to go here in quarter number two. A quarter dominated thus far by Trent Moore. Actually, the first half is. And big hit by the Falcons. Is that Sinclair? It is. Mitch Sinclair in the middle of the line. Gain of a yard. To the 31. Third and four for Lamoni here in the first half, under five to go. They're lining up in a tight formation with two backs behind Tull, and it's an option to the left. Tull will keep it, now pitch it at the end, and Schwab's run out of bounds in front of the Lamoni bench. Let's see where they spot it. Going to be around the 35. That's going to be close. They are going to move the chains. That's a first down for Lamoni. And we're at 4:10 and counting here in the second quarter. Play clock down to 13, and Lamoni still in the huddle. 10. Let's see if they can get one off. It's first and 10, Lamoni, with 4 minutes left in the first half. Here from the Sailing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field. Good penetration by the defensive line for the Falcons. And Matley up the middle with the tackle for a loss back to the 31. So second and 14 for Lamoni. MDL stat check, let's see, for Mr. Kirsten Kiefer. 28-42-47, and this running play is going nowhere. Sinclair, Andrews, and Matley in on that one. 28-33-47-97-102-126 for Kirsten Kiefer so far. Ball sits at the 27, loss of four on that one. Back-to-back losses for Lamoni have them in a bit of a hole. Scoreboard says they're in a huge hole, 36-0, with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. Wilson goes out to the right to cover a receiver, and the throw's over the middle, and Baker reads it well and brings him down for a very short gain. Tackled at the 28, gain of one. Blade Baker, the senior, has seen that one before. It's punt formation for Lamoni. Carson backing up to the 20. Clean snap. Big boot. This one's going to be fielded. Fair catch at the 21. And we are going to take it over there. Punt return. From the Falcon 21. So 1:40 and counting to go in the first half. And this look for a handoff to Carson. No, it's a pitch. And he's coming around this way. He's got one blocker. Baker throws a nice one. Stutter step. Gets him to midfield and slides down. Oh, Carson's mad. He's mad at himself. He slipped on some wet turf at the Lamoni 35, and he goes down there. 19-5 is 24-yard pickup on that one. Still way below his season average, but he's just not getting the carries tonight. Trent Moore is doing the work for the offense for the Falcons. He's in the gun. It's a quick snap, or direct snap to Blade Baker, and looks like no gain on that one. Second down for Wayne from their own 35 with less than 35 seconds to go. It might be one more handoff to Carson is my guess, and no, a pitch. Going to the right, has a seam, he's through it. Oh, going, gone, into the flower pot end zone. Kirsten Kiefer from 35. Oops, let's do that in red. Plus 35 for a touchdown with 16 seconds left. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming out. Matty Bellin out there with a kicking tee. A 35-yard touchdown for Carson, his second of the night. High snap, but he gets it down, and the kick is through. Matty Bellin, when he gets to kick it, he makes it. It's 43-0 Falcons, and we'll get that back to the studio here. 43-0, and that is two touchdown runs for Carson Kiefer and MDL stat check here, 29-79, 93-98, 107, 126, 150, 185. So 185 and two tutties on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 carries. That's 20 yards a carry for Carson Kiefer, but he's below his average. I doubt that he might get a carry in the second half. We're not sure. You can grab a mic. Our Hy-Vee halftime guest is here in the press box because the breeze is picking up and they're getting cool. So I'm going to cue up the mic, and State Senator Amy Sinclair is here with us. The People's Company kickoff by Lovett is ground ball, and it's a live ball picked up finally at the 5 and pushed out of bounds inside the 10. I didn't see number 64 on that one.
No, number 64 doesn't play on the kickoff.
And that'll run out the first half. A first half that sees Wayne jump all over Lamoni, 43-0. And we'll send that back to Dale in the studio. And we are here with Amy Sinclair, the 22. Lamoni will be moving right to left here in the third quarter. Third quarter underway, and from their own 22, Lamoni will start it out. Trailing Wayne 43-0. We're in continuous clock. Unless, even a touchdown and two-point conversion will make a 35-point difference. So Wayne will still be in continuous clock mode. Nick Matley with a good hit on first down for no gain. Second down, Lamoni. Norman Trail with a big lead over Melcher Dallas. And, don't want to do that. Tight formation for Lamoni, one back behind Tull. And he'll take the snap. It'll be an option to the right. Now he'll turn it upfield and gets through the Falcon line and runs out of bounds on the near sideline with a first down for Lamoni. And now I'm seeing Gail's text. Apologize for that. Amy has left the press box. I'll catch her after the game. Out to the 32. 10-yard pickup, and it's a first down for Lamoni. Ball's on the turf. Diving on it is Tull, and I think he's got it. Falcons right there to hit him. No gain. Oh, make that a loss of a yard. From their own 31 now. This handoff's not going anywhere. Mitch Sinclair in on that one. Glad that Amy's no longer here. Blade Baker also with the tackle. Riley Schwab with the carry. And another loss on the play. So third and 12 now for Lamoni. From their own 30-yard line, with the Falcons owning a 43-point lead, 9 minutes left in the third, dropping back under some pressure, and hit. But getting away from the first, it's Bradford eventually bringing him down. Mitch hit him, Bradford hit him, and then Bradford grabbed his ankles and brought him down. And a loss of three more on the play. Fourth and long for Lamoni. Punt formation. Carson is the 17, and it's a high punt. We'll drive Carson back to the 12, and he'll come up the near sidelines. And he's got to the 30, 35, 40, punter to beat. Drives him out of bounds. From the 12, then, Carson Kiefer gets it down to the 32, so 28 and 8, 36-yard punt return. And Baker and Lovett behind Moore, pitches to Lovett, running left. They want him in the end zone. He's got some room around the corner, and he's headed toward the goal line. He is in for a touchdown. Dakota Lovett, 32-yarder. Atta, baby. Flower pot end zone for Dakota Lovett with 7:15 to go in the third quarter. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Lovett ran left and got around there and showed some speed of his own. Matty B puts it up and through. And the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is good. And Wayne now leads 50-0. Over Lamoni with 7:15 to go in the third. Okay, so Moore has scored, Nickel has scored, Baker has scored, Kiefer has scored, and Lovett has scored. All five seniors putting points on the board for the Falcons tonight. All five Falcon seniors scoring points. All right, Chapman, Stetson Baker, Runyon, Bradford. Love it to boot the People's Company kick horizontally. Blakemore, Matley, Saunders on the far side. And your kickoff, courtesy of People's Company, there's the first hop, and then low bounces to the 10, and Tull will go up the far side with a big hit. Saunders. And he's out to the 21. So from their own 21, Lamoni will start with 7 minutes left. We are continuous. Wayne 50, Lamoni 0. Wayne still 9.25 points below their season average. Blake Moore on the right end now, replacing his brother. And a good hit by Carson Kiefer for a very short gain. No gain, 2nd and 10 for Lamoni. On the Carson Kiefer hit, Allard Lumber Company laying down the big lumber. Okay, who else we got out there? We've got Hunter Clark in on defense. And in the middle of the line, Lucas Schumann now. That's a penalty against Wayne. We'll give Lamoni a few extra yards. So
So now from the 26, we'll start that play over. And off to the left side, Blake Moore with the initial contact. Nick Matley in on that one. And Caleb Pound's in on that one. Across the 30 to the 32, a gain of 6, and that'll move the chains. First down, Lamoni, 5:40 and counting here left in the third. And off to the right side, and Schwab runs into his own player and gets across the 35 and brought down by Clark at the 37. Gain of just right around 5 yards. Second down, Lamoni. This Lamoni team, Spencer Boobin into the game now. This Lamoni team averages over 200 yards rushing a game in district play, and so they're pretty good on the ground. The handoff right side and up the middle, first down yardage inside Falcon territory, inside the 35. To the 34. Bellin coming in. Schumann coming out at nose. Nine-yard pickup there. And another Lamoni first down from in Falcon territory, under four to go in the third. Hand off, second back through, and he's getting some yardage in. Big pop by Nickel at the end of that. Pounds got in on it. But it's a gain down to the 25. Second and short for Lamoni. Carson Kiefer with his helmet off on the sideline talking with Blade Baker, saying, "Hey, man, what are you doing after the game?" Blade says, "I don't know what you're doing." Fumble, and quarterback just falls on it. Blake Moore right there to make sure he doesn't get up. Well, he can't anyway by rule. But just inside the 28, loss of 3. So third and 4 for Lamoni. Boobin and Bellin and Blake Moore on the line for the Falcons. Linebackers stepping up, expecting run. They get it, and it's a gain inside the 25. Let's see where they spot that. That could be close. And they'll move the chains. It's first down, Lamoni, at the 23. Lamoni steadily moving the ball down the field, but there's just 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter of a continuous clock. Fakes the handoff, rolling to the right, and tucking it down. And big hit by Bellin puts him down. Quarterback goes down at the 25. 26, call it. Back by 63. So from the 26, Lamoni will have second and long with 2 to go in the third. And the Falcons owning the lead. Hey, for all your floral needs, contact the Flower Pot in Cordon. Your full-service floral and gift shop on the square in Cordon. Call 872-3600 for all your floral and gift needs. The Flower Pot. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Lamoni calls a Wayne County Hospital timeout. Brought to you by Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System. Providing complete quality health care services for your family. Caring for generations. And I think then we can call it a night. And NBL stat check for Carson Kiefer, 9 carries, 185 yards, and 2 touchdowns. We'll put him over 1,800 for the season, but he will be short of his brother's school record for now, with at least one more game to come. MDL Insurance is committed to providing premium quality insurance products coupled with the best customer service available. Building lasting relationships with our customers is the number one goal of MDL. Developed around the idea of continuation, the MDL name is a symbol of protection and care. 604 West Jefferson. Oh, and the quarterback running to the left side will be brought down by Matley and Moore and Clark. Call MDL, 872-1616. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, where a gain of 3 has the ball back to the original line of scrimmage at the 23. Third down for Lamoni, 3rd and 10. And we're going to let the clock run down to 1:45. And then since it's continuous, I would think they'll go ahead and start it anyway. And they do. And the Falcons, under some pressure, the quarterback throwing it over the middle to a wide open receiver, complete, into the flower pot end zone, touchdown. And Greenwood, I believe, with the catch. ...23-yard touchdown for Lamoni with a minute 32 left in the third, and the PAT, I believe they run them. Let's see, I don't see a kicking tee, and when you're down 50-6, you go for it anyway, back in motion. Takes the handoff, looking to throw to the left side, in and out of the receiver's hand. Incomplete, defended by Chapman. Incomplete, so it's 50-6. Favor of Wayne with a minute 32 left in the third. 50-6. Oh, and we've got a scoring update. Mormon Trail leads Melcher Dallas 62-0 after three quarters. So, looks like a good win for the Saints tonight, and bad night for the Demons, good night for the Saints, I suppose. And the Falcons winning this one with a minute 32 left in the third, 50-6. The staff members of Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from a loss. Lamoni kicks it short, a little, I don't know, it's not really an onside kick, but they're trying just to find a seam between the lines for the Falcons, but it's they'll take over at the 28. Wayne have it at their own 28, leading 50-6 with a minute 6 left in the third. Rooks Jacobson in the game, but Blake Moore is the quarterback. Saunders and Stetson Baker behind him. The pitch is to Stetson, and he will get maybe a yard on that one to the right side. So Trent Moore's night appears to be done. Keaton Nickel on the sidelines with his helmet off. Gain of 1. Second and 9 from the 29. Moore hands it off, and up the middle is Matley across the 35. To the 36, a gain of 7.
It'll be third down for Wayne as the third quarter will now come to an end. And it's 50-6. And it'll be third down from their own 36 when play is resumed. We'll send this one back. Three here. Oops. And 62-0 in favor of Mormon Trail after three. Cheerleaders. They let me down once again. They threw some shirts, couldn't get it to the back row of the stands, let alone the extra 3 feet here. Pitches to Chapman coming this way across midfield to the 30. To down the sideline, stiff arms, he's free at the 10 and into the flower pot end zone. No flags, touchdown, Alex Chapman. Yards on that play with 11:47. So the Falcons open up the fourth quarter the way they've ended the first three. Pitch is to the near side, and Stetson Baker runs that Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt in. And it's now 58-6 in favor of Wayne over Lamoni. Seven to go in the fourth quarter. Falcons had 58-6 over the Lamoni Demons on senior night here at Epperly Field in Corydon. And your People's Company kick is going to come from Matt Bellin this time with the horizontal kick or horizontal placement on the kicking tee of the ball. So between he and Dakota Lovett, they must practice this one quite a bit. But he gets a little altitude on it. Fielded line drive at the 10 by Lamoni, coming straight up his tall and inside the across the 25, out near the 30. Jeffrey Alexander on the tackle for the Falcons, and Lamoni will have it at their own 29. Roy Arnold on the defensive line with Matt Bellin and Ryan McConaughey on the far side. Can't tell, but the handoff is, he's going to be wrapped up by Bellin and finished off with some help from Hunter Clark. But Matt Bellin with good initial hit. It's Boobin on the right side of the line. Back, no gain on the play. Well, we'll give him one. Why not? It's senior night from their home 30. Running to the right side. Arnold pushes him outside and then grabs him and we'll keep the clock moving, but they get a couple of yards on that play. Troy with a nice defense from his left end. Call that one to 33. It'll be third down and 6 for Lamoni. 10 minutes left in the in Lamoni's season. 10 minutes left in the regular season for the Falcons. And option play to the far side. Boobin forces the pitch, and Tull gets around the end, knocked or chased out of bounds. I think that pounds. Caleb forces him out at the 38, but it'll be short, gain of 5. Fourth down for Lamoni, and still a yard or so, yard and a half to go. Big play for the Falcon defense here in the fourth quarter. Handoff and Tull. Oh, it's going to be close. He might have it. Depends on the spot. Clark in on that hit. And it is a first down for Lamoni. Got all the necessary yards. And from their own 39, they'll have it. But pretty good play by the Falcon defense, including Clark. Hunter Clark on that. Ben Saunders in at linebacker. Chapman in at D-back. Lamoni spreading it out. Receivers each way. Quarterback alone in the gun. Throws one, just a wounded duck. Flag down on the play. Personal foul. Roughing the passer. The first indication looked like intentional grounding, but it'll be 15. So from the Falcon 26 now, 8:10 left in the fourth quarter. Wayne up 58-6 over Lamoni. And a clean snap in the gun. Throwing it to the near side is complete, but tackled pretty quickly. And Saunders and Pounds in on that one. Double nickel and a double tray. Gain of 3. Second and 7 for Lamoni. 7.5 to go now. Arnold Bellin Pounds on the line. Or Alexander on the line. Pounds in at linebacker. Flag down as the play clock reads 0. That'll back Lamoni up 5. So from the 28, Lamoni has it. Second down, trying to get settled. Now they got a receiver each direction, 2 to the left. And Arnold coming in, and the throw is into the middle of the field, incomplete, guarded by Clark. Third down now, 13 or 13 or so to go. And we will get you the MDL stat check on Trent Moore. His night is done. Nine of 12, it looks like. Boobin under, putting the quarterback under pressure. Now he just throws it up high and deep, and it's complete. Deep into Falcon territory, brought down by Clark. got a little bit fortunate on that one. And Lamoni has it at the Wayne 6. First down and goal. Come on, D. Quarterback throws it high. Then it's intercepted by Chapman on the near side, and there is nobody going to contest him within 10 yards. Alex Chapman picking up speed as he goes into the flower pot end zone with a pick six of roughly 75 yards. Second touchdown of the night for Alex Chapman. Second touchdown of the last 6 minutes on the clock. Of roughly 75 yards. And the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt will be a handoff to Brooks Jacobson. And he does not get it. So that makes your score 64 for the Falcons, 6 for Lamoni, and that does up the Falcon offensive average. And it comes with 5:23 left in quarter number 4. Wow. They were knocking hard on the Falcon door, and Alex Chapman said, no one's home except for me. Ran it all the way back up the near sideline in front of his Falcon teammates on the bench, cheering him on as he just sailed down the near sideline. People's Company kick by Matt Bellin coming up. Wayne now 64 points to go with. Coming into the game, they had 474, so 538. They now, People's Company kick fielded at the 9 by Lamoni, and Chapman, or Stetson Baker is there to tackle him inside the 20. Chapman helping him out. At the 19. And so 64 makes 538. This is now the second highest Falcon scoring team ever. And they've done it in fewer games than the 2013-14 Falcons a couple years ago that were state quarterfinalists. They still trail last year's team in total points scored, but we're going to have another game at least coming up, and it'll be here from the gun. Lamoni to the far sideline, incomplete. Second and 10 from the 19. So last year's Falcons scored 570 points in 10 games. This year's Falcons have 538 points in 9 games, and they've still got 4 minutes left in this one if we can get another pick six. Logan Smith in on the defensive line for Wayne. Grady Carpenter on the left end. There's the pitch going the other way around the corner. Flag down, and one man to beat. Sawyer Nichols knocks the ball loose. Falcons on it. Sawyer Nichols forces the fumble, and Wayne picked it up inside the 20. I'm going to guess the flag's going to be against Lamoni. It is. It's declined, and the Falcons take it over. Grady Carpenter in there. Wayne will have the ball inside their own 20. Let's say it's the 18. And Mormon Trail has defeated Melcher Dallas 72-0. All balls on the turf picked up by Stetson and not going to get much. Mormon Trail has defeated Melcher Dallas 72-0. Several Falcons in and out. Isaac Bradford in for Wayne. No gain on that previous play by Stetson. This Falcon running back up the middle, I'm not sure. It might be Brooks Jacobson. It is. And he's across the 25, I believe. We'll call it the 26. No, that's a gain of 7. So from the 25, Falcons. Handoff first back through, and it's first down, and then some out near midfield is Matley. That'll be a Farm Bureau first down for Wayne at their own 39, 14-yard pickup for Nick Matley. Under 2 left now. Hand off this way and brought down, no gain on that one, is going to be Colton Brazil. We'll still call it 39, second and 10. .120 and counting here. Saunders in at fullback. And he'll get the handoff and get bounced towards the sideline and then tackled for no gain. Third and 10 for Wayne at their own 39, under a minute to go in the ball game. Senior night here at Epperly Field, and it's been a good one. All five seniors scoring points for the Falcons. And we, I believe, are going to get them up here for some post-game afterward. Blake Moore appears to have drawn Lamoni offside. So it'll be third and 5 for Wayne from the Lamoni 36 with 26 seconds to go, and a handoff goes up the middle for some of that. Stetson Baker, the carrier. And they'll put it right out in front of me at the north 33-yard line, gain of 3 for Stetson. Fourth down for the Falcons, 2-1. That's your ball game. Your final is Wayne 64, Lamoni 6. Senior night is successful here from the Sailing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field.